Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone is doing well tonight. Hope all is well with you. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. Well, there's several little topics that we're going to be talking about tonight, but it all will run into each other. The first thing we're going to discuss tonight is God is a Father who cares. And the scripture I'll be reading from that comment, that title, there you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a father carries his son all the way you went until you reached this place. That's Deuteronomy, the first chapter, the 31 verse. And it says in there that God carried you all the way up until this time. Just like when you were pregnant with your children, and you had to carry your son or daughter for 9 months. You was with that child. You made sure that child was, that you ate the right foods, that you took your vitamins, that you went on doctor's appointments. You made sure that you took care of that baby for that full 9 months. This is what God is saying to us. He's carried us through up until this time. He's never stopped loving us. And he was always there, up to this place. Life is seldom a smooth, problem-free road. Times of peace and calm sometimes alter that with frustration, disappointment, and setback. we were not promised with peace in our life each day. So the other things that can come our way, like I mentioned, frustration, disappointment, setbacks, health problems, financial problems, loss of loved ones, loss of friends, loss of homes, so many different types of setbacks. These negative experiences cast a shadow of anxiety, fear, and worry over our lives. If you yield to the temptation of being controlled by these feelings, your life will become empty and aimless. You will find yourself becoming pessimistic, that expect the worst, robbing your life of its joy, purpose, and meaning. But if you study the Bible diligently, and of history as well as a careful observation of things that happen in your life, will prove that nobody escapes the disappointment of life. Your research will prove that those people who had faith in the promises of God always had the assurance that God was with them during these hard times. Just like God is saying to you now, He's been here up until this time in your life. And he's there to help you through your difficult times through his supporting love. When a crisis occurs in your life, what do you do when there's a crisis in your life? The wise thing to do is to turn to God. He has invited us to do that, just that. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. That's coming from 1 Peter 5:7. And there's another verse that I love coming from Psalm 55:22, and it reads, cast thy burden unto the Lord and he shall sustain thee. I love that because that's what we all should do. Today, I had some decision to make, and I prayed last night and asked God, please help me to make the right decision. And as I went, I talked to a friend, and we both were trying to make the decision together because it's about our sons. They're getting ready to get an apartment together, and we want them to be in pretty much closer to the school. Also, for them to be able to get to and from the school with no problem, and just other different factors as well. So we were going back and forth, and I just got tired of it at one point. And I told her, I'm giving it up. I am not going to be concerned about this situation. I prayed and asked God to come in the midst of it, and what I'm going to do is cast my cares on him, giving it to God. I said, I don't want to think about it one more time. We're supposed to have faith enough to know that God will help us to make the right choice. So I wanted just to say, the apartment that they wanted to be in, let them be, whether they make mistakes down the road, but we feel that God will continue to protect them. And we have to believe that. So I decided that I was going to go the easy way out and cast my burden unto the Lord. The next part of this is going to be in the strength of Christ. Where do we go for our strength? We should go to Christ for our strength. And the verse, the scripture that goes along with this is, my flesh and my heart shall fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That's coming from Psalm 73:26. There are various factors that could cause you to feel weak and helpless. And we all do that from time to time. But if you allow them to overwhelm you, the effect on your mental, spiritual, physical well-being can be very disruptive. Destruction and destructive. We don't want that to happen, don't we? It is a fact that Christians must endure problems and setbacks. Christ warned us of this, and most of his followers were severely prosecuted when their faith was put to the test. As we read our Bible, you know what the disciples had to go through, how they were persecuted because of their faith in Christ. The blessed assurance that you receive from Christ is that he will never abandon or forsake you. He promises that. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will provide you with the ability to successfully cope with your circumstances through faith in his strength. And he gives us strength by helping us to cope by placing friends and family and resources in our lives to get through these different circumstances. This may sound like a dream, but it might be a glorious reality in your life. You have the assurance that the heavenly guide will always be with you. All that is expected of you is to accept his word in faith and to remain in fellowship with him. And you have to do this by laying your fears, your worries, and hopes before him. Cast your cares, your burden to the Lord. That's what he wants us to do. And for us not to give up. We're going to talk some more about strength. We all have hidden sources of strength. Scripture that goes with this, it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who confident is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its root by the stream. That's Jeremiah 17, 7th verse through the 8th. You must have confidence and trust in God. He's there just like if you have plants in your home. You water that plant once a week to make sure that plant is getting enough water and that is you are feeding that plant. And making sure that plant is going to continue to look pretty, alive, and healthy looking. That's what God does for us. Just like we water and take time with that flower, that plant, that's how God takes time with us. Just like it says in the scripture, he will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It is regrettable that so many Christians lead superficial and barren lives because they are not prepared to get rid of their pet sins. They fashion their faith according to their desires. In time of stress, they find out that their faith is inadequate. And what that means? When something happens, you fall apart. You can't stop crying. you're totally out of control. And what happens there is we lose our faith. And it becomes inadequate. The unlimited sources of living Christ are the indisputable inheritance of those who love and serve him. They include a purposeful faith that grows stronger the more it is practiced. And that's saying practice what you preach. If you say you have faith in God, you love God, and you believe that God is all the things that it says in the Bible, then you should practice that faith by the way that you live. It is okay for us to get emotional. We cry sometimes. But don't fall apart. When you totally fall apart and you lose self-control, we don't have the faith. We're not practicing the faith that God wants us to. It is okay to be weak sometimes, but get off of that chair and just knowing that God is going to be there. He will never leave you or forsake you. Let your faith be strengthened by his word. The more you draw onto him, the more effective your life and ministry will become. If your faith is fixed on a firm foundation, you will remain standing in times of spiritual drought. When your spirit reaches a low water mark, your faith will give you wings. Let me read that one again. When your spirit reaches a low water mark, your faith will give you wings. He will not let you fall. He will give you wings so you will be able to fly, get the strength that you need. Despite external circumstances, you will live in the land of victory because you are drawing on a hidden source of power. The hidden source of strength that God gives us each and every day. If he wants to receive it. And last, we as Christians must trust God. And the chapter scripture from that particular comment, but as of for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. This world is so many things are happening. And God is trying to give us and show us his love and his strength, and also wanting us to trust him like he wants us to, not to give up, to be strong in the Lord with all your might. I'm going to also do some reading from the spiritual refreshment. Strength. The Lord is my strength, my song, and my salvation. He's my God, and I will praise him. Yes, God wants us to praise him always. That's Exodus 15, chapter, the second verse. In this universe, there are really just one source of strength. And what you think that is? That is God. Others may be strong for you on your behalf, but they cannot impart that strength that God can. When you invite God to fill your heart and life, you are strengthened from within. God's strength literally becomes your strength. You are empowered to do and to stand and to fight and to conquer. If Christ is there, you don't need to reach outside yourself for strength. Reach inside and find all that you need, because he will give you that strength. Just like it says in the verse, the Lord is my strength, my song, and my salvation. And here's another scripture too. I can do everything through him who strengthens me. If you allow him, he will do just that. That's coming from Philippians 4th chapter, 13th verse. Maybe you probably are busier than you ever been, doing more than you ever have done. Maybe you feel exhausted physically, mentally, and emotionally. God has given you strength for those days, even the toughest ones. He's the source you can draw on when you feel your supply is running low. Let me read that again. He is your source when you draw on when you feel your supply is low. Just like when I get exhausted, I have to lay down and take a nap before I can go on. I'm always saying it's like an energized bunny. I get energy by taking that nap, and I can go on and on again after getting that energy. He's always there, ready to refresh you. Find quiet moments to dip your soul into his supply. How do you do that? You go to church and worship. You can do it in prayer time, studying the Bible, reading encouraging and inspiring books can do just that for you. Meditation also, where your soul can be rejuvenated. You will come away strengthened and renewed. Do you want to be strengthened today? And how do you do that? First is to cast your burden unto the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Ask him for the strength and the resources for the hidden source of power that he can give you. And through his strength, he will give you belief, and you will gain trust in him. Try following these things this week, because God is a father who cares. He will give you that inner strength that you need to get through whatever you may be going through this week. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Ask him for that hidden source of strength for you to deal with those things. And begin to have faith and trust in him. This is the end of my inspirational vitamin today, tonight. But I do have an announcement about our anniversary. Our 8th anniversary will be September 17th from 9 to 12 a.m. And I hope that all of you will be able to join us and help us to celebrate our 8th anniversary. This will be an exciting one. 8th means beginning. I believe it's a new beginning for our ministry, that God is going to take us on another level, the next chapter that he wants us to to be involved in and to go forth and doing his will and helping other widows and other loved ones and friends with losses. Yeah, this is, we do have a purpose to help others, to restore them and encourage them to get through that journey that they're going to be during their losses. I hope that you will have a good, great week and be blessed, and talk to you same time next week, Tuesday, from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Be blessed and talk with you soon.